Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted tonight to be back on this, on our radio broadcast on tonight for the praise, for our study of God's word. Amen. I just give God the reverence, give God reverence to it, my life, and to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in your respective places. I thank and praise God on tonight for each one of you tonight. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to go into the study of God's word tonight. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whether he doeth, whatsoever he doeth, shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteousness. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I have just read you from Psalms 1 in its entirety. May God would you add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song right now, and then we're going to pray.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our way. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Yes, we bring the miracle water from me. The light and the blessing. My God, let it through you. We made a miracle work from me. The night and the darkness, my God, let it through you. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, here in every heart.
That hate human sacrifice. Did you know back over in the Old Testament, the pagan nation that surrounded the Israelites practiced human sacrifices as part of their worship, false God. And God did not want such worship, but he said it was detestable to him, and he hated it, that killing of humans. In Deuteronomy 12, chapter 12, verse 31, and then in Deuteronomy 18:13, it talks about human sacrifice and how God hated it. I did some reading on it earlier, but even in 17:21:6, it says where human sacrifice was associated in the Old Testament with testimony with practices, even like witchcraft and sorcery and divination. We talk about, you know, God didn't like that. He didn't like that. He hated that. So, you know, if God hated and he would use a human sacrifice. You know, he was the sacrifice for the sin offering for us. And then you could say, well, Jesus, but see, God didn't sacrifice Jesus. Jesus sacrificed himself. Nobody forced him. He laid down his own life willingly. No one took his life from him. He was the ultimate sacrifice, but he gave his own life up. So, and it's some more to that, because I got scriptures where I was reading earlier the other day. But I just wanted that us to get an understanding from that. And so we'll have a little to go by in knowing that it was the pagan religion that used him, because they used to make this what was it? It was like a god, an idol god. And when they made the idol god, they would put fire in it and make it so hot, and they would drop their babies in it and burn the babies for a sacrifice. They always did that, the pagan worshipers, the pagan people. That's what they did, and God hated that, the way they was just burning their newborn babies and stuff up, or just babies. I'm not going to say newborn because it didn't say newborn. It just said baby. Anyway, we off of that. I'm going to start reading here in chapter 3. And it says, and if his oblation be a sacrifice, a peace offering, if he offered it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. And he shall lay his hands upon the head of the offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's son, the priest, shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar round and about. And he shall offer the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covered the inward, and all the fat that is upon the inward, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the calf above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall be taken away. And Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And if his offering for a sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord be of the flock, male and female, he shall offer it without blemish. If he offered a lamb for his offering, then shall he offer it before the Lord, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron's son shall sprinkle the blood thereof round about upon the altar, and he shall offer the sacrifices of the peace offering, an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat thereof, and the whole rump. It shall he take off hard by the backbone, and the fat that covers the inwards, and all that fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidney, it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar, and it is the food of the offering made by fire unto the Lord. And if his offering be a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hands upon the head of it and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle the blood thereof upon the altar round and about. And he shall offer thereof his offering, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covers the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver, and the kidney it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar, and it is the food of the offering made by fire for a sweet odor, for a sweet savor. All the fat is the Lord. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generation throughout all your dwellings, that ye eat neither fat nor blood. And let me just stop right here. And what Prophet Tyler said last week was not wrong. I just wanted everybody to know that he made a good point. It wasn't wrong. I just added to what he was saying. I just wanted to throw that in there. Okay, chapter 4. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a soul shall sin through ignorance any of the commandments of the Lord concerning this, which ought not to be done, and shall do it against any of them, if the priest that is anointed do sin according to the sin of the people, then let him bring for his sin, which he hath sinned, a young bullock without blemish unto the Lord for a sin offering. And he shall bring the bullock up to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, and shall lay his hands upon the bullock's head and kill the bullock before the Lord. And the priest that is anointed shall take of the bullock's blood and bring it to the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle of the blood seven times before the Lord, before the veil of the sanctuary. And the priest shall put some of the blood upon the horns of the altar of sweet incense before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall pour all the blood of the bullock at the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall take off from it all the fat of the bullock for the sin offering, that fat that covers the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flank, and the caul above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away, as it was taken off from the bullock of the sacrifice of peace offering. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar of the burnt offering, and the skin of the bullock, all his flesh, with his head, and with his legs, and his inwards, and his dung, even the whole bullock shall he carry forth without the camp into the clean place where the ashes are poured out, and burn him on the wood with fire. Where the ashes are poured out shall he be burned. And if the whole congregation of Israel sin through ignorance, and the thing be hid from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning this, which should not be done, and are guilty when the sin which they have sinned against it is known, then the congregation shall offer a young bullock of sin and bring him before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullock before the Lord, and the bullock shall be killed before the Lord. And the priest that is anointed shall bring the bullock's blood to the tabernacle of the congregation, and the priest shall dip his fingers in some of the blood and sprinkle it seven times before the Lord, even before the veil. And he shall put some of the blood upon the horns of the altar, which is before the Lord, that is in the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall pour out all the blood at the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. He shall take all his fat from him and burn it upon the altar, and he shall do with the bullock as he did with the bullock for a sin offering. So shall he do it with this, and the priest shall make an atonement for them, and it shall be forgiven them. And he shall carry forth the bullock without the camp, and burn him as he burned the first bullock. It is a sin offering for the congregation. And when a ruler hath sinned and done somewhat through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord his God concerning things which should not be done, and is guilty, or if he sin, or if his wherein he hath sinned come to his knowledge, he shall bring his offering, a kid of goat, a male without blemish, and he shall lay his hands upon the head of the goat and kill it in the place where they kill the burnt offering before the Lord. It is a sin offering, and the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering with his fingers and put it up on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, and shall pour out the blood at the bottom of the altar of burnt offering. And he shall burn all his fat upon the altar as the fat of the sacrifices of peace offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him as concerning his sin, and it shall be forgiven. And if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, while he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which not to be done, ought not to be done, and be guilty, or if his sin which he hath sinned comes to his knowledge, then he shall bring his offering. Then he shall bring his offering, a kid of goat, a female without blemish, for his sin which he hath sinned, and he shall lay his hands upon the head of the sin offering, and slay the sin offering in the place of the burnt offering, and the priest shall take of the blood thereof with his fingers and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out all the blood through all the blood thereof at the bottom of the altar, and he shall take away all the fat thereof, as the fat is taken away from off the sacrifice of peace offering. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savor unto the Lord. And the priest shall make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. And if he bring a lamb for a sin offering, he shall bring it a female without blemish. And he shall lay his hands upon the head of the sin offering and slay it for a sin offering in the place where they kill the burnt offering. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it upon the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, and shall pour out all the blood thereof at the bottom of the altar. And he shall take away all the fat thereof, as the fat of the lamb is taken away from the sacrifice of peace offering. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar, according to the offerings made by fire unto the Lord. And the priest shall make an atonement for his sin that he hath committed, and it shall be forgiven. Amen. Praise the Lord, y'all. Amen. So I got a couple of things, but I'm going to wait until we get to the few questions. We're going to start in chapter 3 on tonight. And it says, what two animals could be used for the peace offering? In chapter 3, what two animals can be used as a peace offering? Let me see. Trying to find, let me see.
It's a sheep or a goat. You hear me?
Wait a minute. This thing is low. Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you, but
no,
can't hear me.
I can hear you better now. I can
hear
you. Let me see. Wait a minute. It said, what two animals could be used for a peace offering? See, it has to be for the peace offering.
A lamb.
Let me see. It says, and he shall offer the sacrifice of peace offering in chapter, in verse 3, an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat covered. Let me see. Well, wait a minute, though.
You said the peace offering, right?
Right. It's the peace offering and an offering made by fire unto the Lord. I'm trying to see
mm-hmm.
where it
six
says.
Six or seven.
No, chapter 3.
Verse six or seven.
Okay. And if his offering for a sacrifice, a peace offering unto the Lord, be of the flock, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. And if he offer a lamb for his offering, then shall he offer it before the lamb, before the Lord, and he shall lay his hands upon his head. Yeah, but that's what I see. It's the lamb. But most of the time when it's a peace offering, it always used to be a bullock. I don't understand. And then I don't even see it. That's something I just read today and was studying today, but we're going to leave it like that. You said
that. I thought it was in the first verse or second verse when you read it about the bullock.
Uh-huh, that's what I was trying to find. And it says, well, okay, and he shall lay his hands. Okay, let me read it. And if his oblation be in sacrifice of a peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, he said the herd, whether it be a male or a female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's sons, the priest, shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar round and about, and he shall offer the sacrifices of the peace offering, an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covers the inward, and all the fat that is upon the inward, and the two kidneys, fat that is, let's see, it still didn't say bullock. So anyway, we're going to go to the what had to be the condition of these animals. So that, let me tell y'all, that's over in verse 6 and 7. Like she said, that's for offering a lamb. So we on chapter 3b. What had to be the condition of these animals? Girl. without defect.
Mm-hmm. I'm in Bible study. I'm in Bible study on the radio broadcast.
Call me back.
Okay. You say without defect.
Mm-hmm. Yes, without blemish.
Yep.
Or defect.
Yeah. They had to be just that. They had to be unblemished, and they had to be perfect when you got ready to sacrifice them. Okay. And we're going to go through the questions, and then I'll tell y'all what I... Okay, chapter 4. For the priest's sin offering, where was the blood sprinkled? Okay, it's in verse 6. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle the blood 7 times before the Lord, before the veil of the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. That's where the priest, that was for his sin offering. Okay, B. That's B. Where was the offering burnt? Where was the offering burnt? In verse 12. Even the whole bullock shall he carry forth without the camp unto a clean place where the ashes are poured out, and burn him on the wood with fire. Where the ashes are poured out shall he be burned. So it did take him outside the camp. Number 2, if the whole assembly of Israel sin, where was the blood from their offering sprinkled? If the whole camp, because it was saying, let me see, it was saying over here, and the priest shall dip his finger in some of the blood and sprinkle it 7 times before the Lord, even before the veil. And he shall put some of, let me see, and the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands upon them, on verse 15, upon the heads of the bullock before the Lord, and the bullock shall be killed before the Lord. And the priest that is anointed shall bring of the bullock's blood to the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall dip his finger in some of the blood and sprinkle it 7 times before the Lord, even the veil, before the veil. And he shall put some of the blood upon the horns of the altar, which is before the Lord, that is in the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall pour out all the blood at the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. But it still don't say it's his. If the whole assembly is your sin, where was the blood from the offering sprinkled? Well, before the altar, the horns of the altar. That's all I can say. Before the, it was sprinkled 7 times before the veil. Huh? What'd you say?
Is you talking about verse number 7?
Well, but it didn't say for a sweet savor. It says, and the priest shall priest shall dip his finger in some of the blood and sprinkle it seven times before the Lord, even before the veil. And he shall put some of the blood upon the horns of the altar, which is before the Lord, that is in the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall pour out all the blood at the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. See, over in number 7, it says about a sweet savor. And that's like God is pleased with that because it's like a sweet odor. It's like good. I don't know. Anyway, where was the offering burnt? Okay, there's two. I'm on. Yeah. Where was the offering burnt? And that's in. Well, we all know where it was burned. It was burnt.
Outside of the
burn. Yeah. Outside the camp. Mm-hmm. Outside the camp, number 3. If a ruler or a leader sinned, what animal was used for the sacrifice? I just read that.
Is it a goat?
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to find it so I can tell anybody where it is. I don't know yet.
Apostle, I found where it's talking about a sweet savor. I'm sorry. I had to find it. It's verse 31. And he shall take away all the fat thereof, as the fat is taken away from off the sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savor unto the Lord. And the priest shall make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him.
Amen. And that was for the leader. Let me see. It's one in here about, see, because what they doing, they going, these are laws made for the congregation. This is for the congregation. The first part of chapter 4 is the laws for sin offering. And then it's for the congregation. It's for the congregation. These are laws for the congregation. But then they had a law. Each one of them have a different law for, and they have to offer up different things for different ones. I did read about the leaders. Let me see. It says rule. It says number 22, verse 22 and 4. It says verse 22. It says when a ruler have sinned and done somewhat through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord, but his God concerning things which should not be done, and is guilty, or if his sin wherein he have sinned come to knowledge, he shall bring his offering of a kid of goat, a male without blemish, and he shall lay his hands upon the head of the goat and kill it in the place where they kill the burnt offering before the Lord. It is a sin offering. So what it is, he going down, I was thinking leader, but ruler, it's just about close enough for me. And it is a kid, a goat. This is ruler or leader, okay. Okay, number B. Where was the blood placed? Okay. Or if his sin were come to knowledge, he shall bring the offering of kid goat and male without blemish, and he shall lay his hands upon his head of the goat and kill it in the place where they kill the burnt offering before the Lord. it is a sin offering, and the priest shall take the blood of the sin offering with his fingers and put it upon the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, and shall pour out the blood at the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering. Mm-hmm. At the base of the altar. And number C, where was the offering burnt? Where was the offering burnt? Okay. And the bottom of the altar, the burnt offering, and he shall burn all the fat upon the altar, on the altar. The burnt offering was burnt on the altar. And number four, if a common person sinned, what animal was used for the offering? If a common person, that's in verse 28 through 32. Okay, kid of goat, a female without blemish for his sin, and he has sinned, and he shall lay his hands upon his head of offering, and the priest shall take of the blood thereof with his fingers and put it up on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, and shall pour out all the blood thereof at the bottom of the altar, and he shall take away all the fat thereof, as the fat that is taken away from off the sacrifice peace offering. And the priest shall burn it up on the altar for a sweet savor unto the Lord, and the priest shall make an atonement for him, and it shall be given him. And if he bring a lamb, so it's a goat and a lamb, for a sin offering, he shall bring it a female without blemish, and he shall lay his hands upon the head of the sin offering and slay it for a sin offering in the place where they kill the burnt offering. Okay. Where was the blood placed? Where was the blood placed? At the bottom of the altar or court. At the ground, the bottom of the altar. Where was the offering burnt? And we know it was burnt on the altar. It's like on verse 3. But this is all that they had to go through in the Old Testament before Jesus was sacrificed himself for our sins. It is so important to know that all of these things had to be done for us, for the people, because we sin every day. And a regular man would sin, but Jesus knew no sin. So he sacrificed himself for us. So, and then another thing, when I was reading in chapter 4, and I read this in chapter 3, too, it says, or if, in verse 28, it says, or if his sin which he hath sinned come to his knowledge. Now I know when I tell you, I told you before, I said, it's not a sin until you think it's a sin. It's not a sin. You know, some things, like they say drinking or playing a lottery or playing cards, and it's not, because you don't find that you can't play cards in the Bible, or you can't find it said you can drink but don't get drunk and stuff like that. But if it hits your conscious mind or your knowledge, it's wrong. Long as you don't think it's wrong, And I ain't talking about going getting drunk or drinking or nothing like that, but y'all know what I'm talking about. If you feel like it's wrong because I heard this girl that belongs to the Church of God in Christ, she said, well, I drink a little wine every now and then just to calm my nerves and relieve a little stress and stuff like that. But she said, I don't think that's wrong. Wine is great. And I don't think that's wrong. I said, but they fermented, honey. But she said, I don't think it's wrong. And the word of God is saying, Tay, you can think it's wrong. It's not wrong. And that's the truth. But you have to be so, so careful about that. Because you can say, okay, I'm going to lay up with a man because I need some, and I don't think it's wrong. But it's wrong. But with those things, like I said, it said, don't get drunk, you know, or, you know, you can't play the lottery, or you can't gamble or go to the casino, stuff like that, when you think it's wrong, because I'm telling you, those places not even good to be in, because different spirits in there. And it's a trick, but we have to, once we get it in our mind that it's wrong. You know, to me it is. There's something else I was, it kind of marked. I don't know if that was it or not. But I got his hooker here about a lamb. It says, if he offer a lamb for his offering, then he shall offer it before the Lord. I don't know what it was. I was trying to get over to y'all, but it's important that we know what they went through before Jesus died for our sins. All of these animals and stuff. All of the animals that they had to sacrifice for our sins, even the leader, even the priest, they had, before they could go in, they had to sacrifice for their sins because they wasn't perfect like God, but they had to sacrifice before they could go in because if they didn't, they would die. Sin leads to death, even today. Sin leads to death. You can keep on doing it, keep on doing it, keep on doing it. It's going to lead to death. You know, so any questions or comments? It's a really deep book, but we have to go through it. We have to learn some of it. It seems like it's a lot of blood. And that's why the blood is significant, because they was dealing with a lot of the blood, and they were sprinkling the blood seven times over things, you know, and then they would take the rest of the blood and anoint the altar and the horns of the altar. Then they would take the rest of it and pour it around the base of the altar. So we know the blood is powerful. If not, they wouldn't be sprinkling the blood and using the blood like they do. And it's kind of, you know, strange to me, like Ray was reading about some of the parts of the animal was a sweet to God, a sweet savor, a sweet odor to his nostrils in some way. That was a lot. That says a lot. Because you can't offer any kind of animal up for any kind of sin. It's different animals you have to use for different sins. Then, let me see. Now, one of my commentaries was saying that the peace offering is in one sense, all comprehensive. The sinner can come to God because Christ made peace by the blood of his cross. There is also communion with God and fellowship with him on the basis of peace by the blood of his cross. Christ and his work of redemption is the complete satisfaction for peace. And the peace offering and the burnt offering, they were similar. They were similar, y'all know what I'm trying to say. Because I'm not for sure, but I know both of them, you sacrificed a bullock. Let me see. I'm trying to find. Well, I had it marked in my Bible, but in each one of the animals that they chose was kind of peculiar because they had the bullock, and I think they was calling that. No, they weren't calling that the herd. I don't know what they was the herd meant. But they, I underlined that in the first part of chapter 3, the herd. But the peace offering, if he offered it of the herd, it didn't say what herd, whether it be male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. And that lets us know we can't do anything before God. We can't. He don't want no mess. He want his stuff right. You know, different sins call for different things, but Jesus paid. He died for all of them, just every sin. He died for every sin. He sacrificed his life for every sin. So we didn't have to go get lambs and go get goats and go get bullocks and different ones like that. And then, like I said, there was a lot of blood flowing. That's why it's power in the blood. Because Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. So, and he shed his blood on the cross for us. So it's power in the blood now. It's definitely power in the blood. It wasn't that much power in the animal's blood, but it's power in Jesus' blood. Mm-hmm. So it really is a whole lot of significance in how they cut the animals, and they took out the kidneys, and they took out the liver, and cut all the fat out of it. I don't know what that stuff meant. I don't know what it meant, but it had to mean something. It had to mean something, this for this and this for that. But the whole thing is, they did all of that for our sins. And even when Adam and Eve sinned, God killed whatever animal it was to give them something to put on their body, a fur around them, because they realized they was naked. So that was the first offering, a sacrificial offering that he made for their sins. Mm-hmm. Over in Genesis, because the blood was necessary. It was necessary for the shedding of blood. So, anybody have any questions or comments? It's a deep book, but it's going to get better as we go on down, because all of these offerings and stuff, we're going to know what they mean and what they are. And then on down the line, leaders going to sin. Some of the priests going to sin, and he's going to take them out. He's going to take them out. Mhm. Yeah. So. Yeah. So y'all don't have. I enjoyed studying this today. I couldn't get it all together, but I wanted to study on what Prophet Salo had asked me about and just add on to his, because his was correct. And then I see it still say the sacrifice for the herd. And I guess that's all the animals. I don't know what the herd means here. But we even take communion with, you know, we say the blood of Jesus, the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we still use the blood because it's the power in the blood. It's power in the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's power in his blood. That's why they was using blood from animals, but it didn't always cover. Well, it covered the sins at that time, but they had to keep doing it. And they had to keep doing it. And keep doing it because it wasn't strong or powerful enough to cover our sins. Or else they wouldn't have to do it but once. Like Jesus died once, and he covered man's sin and redeemed us back. But the animals couldn't do that. They couldn't do it. All the sacrifices and killing the lambs and the goats and the bullocks and stuff, they couldn't do what Jesus did. And that's why he was a sacrificial offering to the Lord. Amen. So I hope y'all got it. Y'all understood a little bit. I just hope y'all did, because, I mean, we got a long ways to go in this book. And we need it not that long. But I want everybody to understand as much as they can. We got and if you don't understand, please ask. If I can't answer it, then I'll find out. We got 27 chapters in Leviticus, so we got about 25 or 23 more to go. And I want everybody to try to understand some of it, because we're going to be going, we're going to go back through this Bible again once we finish. We're going to go back again, because every time you go over this Bible, you learn more and more and more and more. So, yeah. Amen. We're going to get ready to close out. I hope, like I said, you all understand some parts of it. Father, we just thank you tonight for opening up our understanding. Thank you for opening our minds up, God, giving us some inclination of what's going on in the book of Leviticus and the sin offering, God, the peace offering, all the offerings, all five of them. God, I just ask you tonight, Holy Spirit, to just open our minds and thoughts so we can know what you're saying. Speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, God, in the name of Jesus. We need you with this book, Lord, with this whole book, Lord. We need to know your word even the more. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Encamp angels all around me and their families, God. I ask you, Lord, to give them to bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just ask you to keep using me for your glory. Just use me for your glory, Lord. Father, I ask you and I thank you. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless y'all. I love y'all. And if you have any questions, you can call me. God bless you. I love you. Have a good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Love you all.
Good night.
Amen. Love you too.
Good night.
Amen.
Love you too.